Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out tonight to George, listening to us in the great state of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, listening to us on AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta. Hello, George. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road long haul truck drivers going coast to coast, border to border, the men and women out there, thank you for the job you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information and see what's over there for you to look at. All right, joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, on Monday of this week, I went on a record and said, I know who the Republican is that they're talking about naming to this January 6th Select Committee. And I said then it was going to be Liz Cheney. I've said that for a while. Come to find out yesterday it's going to be Liz Cheney. But not so fast on the January 6th Committee, because it looks like the boys in the Senate are going to block it.
Well, look, the committee, whatever it is, if it was going to be a fair situation,
mm-hmm.
if it was going to be run with, I would say, some kind of, you know, real honor and without bias,
mm-hmm.
then, okay, fine. I'm all for the commission, but that's not the way it was designed.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I was for it is because I want to see what the Democrats in the House did and didn't do leading up to January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to know just how involved the FBI was with informants going into January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that we're ever going to really find out with this commission that, that there were failures and then there were plots and, you know, all these other kinds of things? The answer to that is no. So there's nothing really legitimate that I'm finding anymore in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a legitimate government agency anymore that we can take some trust in. So I'm completely against it. If I thought that we could actually get some real truth out of this, it'd be a different thing. But that's just not going to happen.
Well, no, I agree with you. Now, yesterday, and I knew better, when they said, oh, Biden coming to South Florida won't cause any delays and all that, I knew better because I know what happens on fire scenes and whatnot when the big brass comes around. But the other thing that happened was yesterday morning during the show, after your segment with me, There was a shift next door with some stuff that was up on the roof, and apparently some debris fell down off the building that's still remaining of the other part of the structure there. And they went, uh-oh, dangerous time, time to move. The safety officer pulled everybody out while they once again checked to see what was going on, and then they brought him back after Biden left about a couple hours later to go back into the recovery and rescue mode, which is what they've been doing ever since. But this is very dangerous when you start getting around this stuff, and it's going to get even more dangerous with a tropical storm coming that way with a bunch of monsoonal rain.
Yeah, that's a sad part. We just need to really hope and pray that this Elsa person hurricane thing falls apart over Cuba.
Yep.
I mean, we need that to happen in a big way. But I was really quite annoyed at Biden's speech talk late yesterday after he spoke with families and whatnot at Surfside. He was taking credit for having FEMA there. You know, he was, and so was Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is like about as shameful as it could possibly be, because Biden didn't bring anybody new to the scene, to the site. You know, all these first responder people, all these people were already there.
I know.
I mean, he may have approved some requests, but that's, you know, that's standard procedure. So yeah, I was pretty annoyed with that one yesterday.
Having been involved with FEMA for over 20 years and doing the work that I did with them, both at the local and the state and the national level, Governor Ron DeSantis deserves all of the praise here because it all started with him.
Well, I mean, I don't care who gets it, but I also don't want people robbing the praise,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And he's not. He's not. Yep.
No, DeSantis isn't, but Biden was.
Yeah,
and
well,
so is Debbie Wasserman
yeah,
Schultz.
And there are a couple of snakes, so you got to expect it from them. All right, hold that thought. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I wouldn't trust her as far as you could throw her. And the same with Biden. We know what he's done in the past, so he's still there. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you so very much, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, that's no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who we had on the show yesterday. Now, she's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they happen to be beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and Bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now, you can visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's a must. I'll tell you what, some adults need to read it, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it comes in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy the Patriot Pup. All righty, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you, and good morning to George the Godfather. He's chiming in today.
Good morning.
Yep, absolutely. All right. The Supreme Court has delivered a major win for Republicans in the voting rights case about the Arizona ballot harvesting, devastating, obviously, for the Democratic election moves that they were trying to make. And right away, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are screaming and yelling from the highest tree, pack the court, pack the court.
The only thing I would have to say here is that these Democrats, the Pelosi's, the Markey's, the, I mean, I can go down the whole list. There needs to be a re-education camp on the Constitution and the 10th Amendment. I'm happy that the Supreme Court of decision, but if you just go back to H.R. 1, the voting act that was in the House, if you just look at it, and your listeners, if you just look at that version, even if you don't know anything about the Constitution, you know that all the things in there are lawlessness, and it is a federal takeover of the system.
Mm.
So there really needs to be some kind of disciplinary action with some of these Democrats and some of the things that they're doing. And I would say throw some Republicans in there too, because some of these Republicans, they have different reasons for voting for some of these pieces of legislation. But as far as packing the court, on voting, if it was wrong the last 250 years, why is it right today? You see what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
they just don't get it.
Yep.
They don't want to get it. They want full-blown functional control by the federal government over all things in this country. And if you don't believe that, just go listen to what Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to say yesterday.
Yeah, disgusting.
She is proposing federal takeover of all things that have to result of the building collapse at Surfside.
Mm.
You know, she's proposing that the federal government pay off the mortgages, and I mean, she just went on and on and on. So, I don't even know where to go with it.
Okay, well, we have a caller in the line, and I believe it's someone in Kentucky. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Cody. I'm calling from Hazard, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I need some troops out of the Scout Rim.
You need some what? What do you need, sir? All right, I don't know what he's talking.
I think you lost.
I guess.
You lost him.
I don't know. He just went. Did he say I need some troops out?
I thought I heard that too, but I don't know if I heard it right.
For this code red?
It could be. I don't know.
Well, if you're in a hospital, code red means something totally different than elsewhere, but it is what it is. Okay. Maybe he's talking about on the streets. I don't know. Who knows? But that's just not going to happen. By the way, when you talk about Donald Trump, he's coming to Sarasota on Saturday. Everybody's anticipating now that he's going to run for president because he hasn't said he's not. And you also have to understand that he's going to make a big splash there because all of the national media will be there. There's going to be a couple hundred reporters there, I've been told, and I'm going to be one of them.
So well, he said on the town hall with Hannity when he was at the border, mm-hmm. when Hannity asked him if he'd made a decision, Trump said, yes, he had. So therein lies where the anticipation is. But he also said he's not prepared to announce anything just yet.
By the way, I've been told Jim Acosta's going to be there. I can't wait because the last time he was at the fairgrounds, wait a minute, the first time I saw him, he was at the fairgrounds in Hillsborough County. And then the second time I ran into him, he was over at the football stadium, Raymond James, and both times I got a chance to stand here and block him as he came by. I said, hey, Jim, welcome to Tampa. How you like my friends? And he just looked at me and laughed and kept on walking.
Right.
Because the people that were harassing him, that were so terrible, were all members of the Tampa Trump club, Tampa Bay Trump Club, that were harassing him. He says, oh, this is terrible. Listen, Wolf, listen to what they're doing. They're yelling. They're listen. Yeah, that was all done on purpose. He told them to make a bunch of noise, and they did. They did. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, by the way, did you know we had another building collapse yesterday in Washington, D.C.? This was a newer building under construction. One person was trapped for a while. Several people were injured. Holy cow.
Well, under construction is a very different thing than, you know, one that's been standing for 40-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but anyway, I thought that was interesting. Okay, now I want to talk for a second about Facebook, because our buddy Tom Beccaro, I think, got banned again.
He wasn't banned.
He was what? Well, something happened. Okay, a friend of mine got put in Facebook jail for 30 years because of something he did, and they basically gave him a warning letter that kind of stated that if he needed any psychological help, they were willing to help him. They could send him to places where they could talk to him and give him counseling and this, that, and the other. Since when is Facebook a doctor?
No. Several people, all kinds of people, were getting these warning announcements, kind of like these little billboards by Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the wording of it was really kind of strange. According to Facebook, it was a test to see, you know, those that had been exposed, what they say, to hate and what effect it may have on them and how they deal with this with, you know, whatever, you know, post or, you know, some kind of attack that they had. It's really nothing. It's not anything to, you know, get crazy about, but they're doing some kind of a weird, I don't know, program.
Yeah, good morning to Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He's agreeing with what we're saying, especially about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because he lives in her district. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, way to go.
All right, Fred.
All right, yep, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great one. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check it out. Go over there and tell her the Captain sent you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with the families who have missing loved ones in the collapse of a high-rise condominium in Surfside, Florida.
I sat with one woman who had just lost her husband and her little baby boy. Didn't know what to do. I sat with another family that lost almost an entire family, cousins, brothers, sisters.
He also talked to some of the survivors. Steven Rosenthal was one of them.
Everyone, anyone who wanted to talk to him, and he sat there. I don't care if you talked for 6 minutes, he would listen for 6 minutes. You talked for 5 minutes, he did not interrupt anybody. No one told him you have to go to the next person.
The president and the first lady stopped at the Wall of Hope and Memorial near the collapse. Biden also met with federal, state, and local rescuers. The rescue was halted briefly over worries about the stability of the remaining structure. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our military and veterans news is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, the National Aviation Academy happens to be the sponsor of this segment, and you can learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech by going to their website, NAA.edu. But first, listen to what they have to say, and then I'll tell you where their campuses are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Now, two campuses are there to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one happens to be right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. Now, the best thing that you can do is ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. 800-659-2080 is the number to call to schedule a tour at either facility. That number again, 800-659-2080.
ask to take the tour. You'll get a chance to talk to some of the students. You'll get a chance to see the classrooms. You'll get a chance to talk to a couple of the instructors. You'll probably get an opportunity to talk to the money people to see what it is that you'll have to do. Now, if you're a veteran post 9/11, pretty much everything is paid 100% for you because you haven't used your educational benefits yet. If you're a veteran pre 2001, you probably will wind up having to pay something, but you get that taken care of by going to get a student loan, and they can do all that for you. And if you're a civilian, obviously civilian loan comes in for you, too. So there you go. But anyway, you can get it all set up. But all you do is you call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. That's all. Ask to take the tour. Okay. Now, with the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who died at age 88, there will be a more than likely a very large state funeral of some sort, with a number of the world leaders will be there because he was very well-liked a number of years in the political realm in several different positions. So I would not be surprised to see people from countries all around the world there when the details are wrapped up as to what they're going to do. Now, the decision by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to use a private donation to send 50 National Guard troops to Texas' southern border has sent shockwaves through the military and government oversight circles. Now, there are questions raised about the legitimacy of the move, which appears to be a first, because a private donor who gave a bunch of money to the state so that they could send help down to the border is something that basically is unheard of, basically. So we'll see what happens. And the other thing is the Marine Corps' rate of vaccination against COVID has increased since March, though it's still well behind the other services. The Navy is currently the most vaccinated against COVID-19. And, of course, the Marines are last, but they're catching up quickly. Now, the nomination of Frank Kendall to serve as President Joe Biden's Air Force Secretary is being held by three senators who declined to publicly state the reason for their hold. Air Force Magazine learned, and the Senate is currently in recess until July 12th, so we won't be able to find out anything until after July the 12th. Now, members of the House Appropriations Committee want to cut funding for military personnel by some $488 million from the Biden administration's fiscal 2022 budget proposal, according to a draft of the subcommittee spending bill. Not sure if that's going to work or not, because obviously the military wants all the money that they want in their budget, and then some. So we'll see how all that works out. We'll see how all that works out. In addition, Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan is no longer under U.S. control. We handed the keys to the kingdom to the Afghans and took off into the sunset. So we're no longer in Bagram. The betting money is 60 days or less, it'll be overrun by the Taliban. We'll see. Because that'll be the prize that they'll want to get. And by the way, most European troops have already pulled out of Afghanistan too, quietly, withdrawing months before the U.S.-led mission was officially expected to end, part of an anticlimactic close to the forever war that risks leaving the country on the brink of civil war. That's coming next. The warlords will be back, and they'll be fighting for their territories. Watch and see. Mark my words. By the U.S., by the way, the U.S. is questioned over whether or not the Afghan government could survive a Taliban onslaught. Biden is going to boost aid to Kabul as the militants are capturing more territory as we speak. Don't know exactly how that's all going to work out either. And Russian President Vladimir Putin said yesterday that an incident involving a British destroyer in the Black Sea couldn't have triggered a global conflict, even if Russia had sunk the warship, because the West knows it can't win such a war with Russia. Okay? Okay. That's all I can say to that. And the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet said he's concerned about the People's Republic of China as a pacing threat. But he says he's also confident in his forces' allies' operational designs that will thwart any attempt by China to seize Taiwan by force. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it will, and maybe it won't. All right, let me go to the telephone line. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, it is, boss. Let's get down to business. Hopefully this station is carrying Trump's rally live on Saturday.
No. Let me stop you. I'm doing live call-ins up until 8 o'clock.
Okay, but you'll be live at the rally?
Yes.
Okay, good. But I'm,
But it won't be live on the radio. I'll just be doing call-ins. I'll be walking around doing a lot of interviewing.
Right. Well, I wish you were live. It would be the highest-rated show in America. But anyways, that's the producer. That's you guys' call. But anyway, I'm glad you're there, but I'm hoping you're live. Anyway, let's get down to business. Tony, shut up, okay? We'll die for principle, okay? Don't tell me we can't whip your ass, all right? You're an idiot. Okay. Now with this administration, okay, they're a disaster. Let me say something to the supreme crooks who ruled unrighteously again. Okay, so you're going to tell me, Alito, that you can vote with no proper ID and you can just put your ballot in a drop box? You clowns are a disgrace to the Constitution. You put your hand on the Bible, you swear before God that you're going to uphold the Constitution, and then you don't do it. You can't just put your ballot in there if you're not a registered voter, if you don't live in the precinct, if you don't have a valid ID. Wake up, man. Wake up, man. Come on. Stand up for something. I mean, God, my goodness, we put you on the Supreme Court to do something, to look out for our Constitution, and none of you do anything about it, okay? Let me say something about our building department. I put hundreds of millions of dollars in Hillsborough County and the city of Tampa. Open up your building departments, okay? We can put 70,000 people in Raymond James and sell out Raymond James if they let us in there, because Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback that ever played the game along with Joe Montana, and you can't open up your building departments to see the customers and service your own citizens? You're an idiot. You're a disaster, okay? So wake up here and stand up for the country, okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty. Todd in Tampa. All right, here comes the music. And right around the corner, when we come back from this break, will be Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. More on the Captain's America Third Watch on this weekend coming up. And by the way, I'm going to have a little chat about what this actually is with Chris Markowski. It's not just the 4th of July. I'll explain when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And remember, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has got a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, as they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan at MossAcura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for some more good things for you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Once again, Americans are ready to celebrate the 4th of July. Very ready indeed. But yet, the holiday is actually known as what, Chris?
St.
Independence Day.
That's right. That's right. And that is what it is, marking the anniversary of the act of American patriots in declaring independence from Great Britain. Now, you get an A-plus and a 99.9 on that, so you can go to the head of the class. But do you know how many people don't know that?
I don't know what the numbers are.
It's astounding.
I believe that. But, a lot of people, they look at the 4th of July holiday. Okay, we have a day off. Barbecues, weather's nice outside, hopefully, for where you are. I often wonder myself around this time, and I talk about this every year, is what people celebrating, waving flags, and going to fireworks, and they really don't understand what it's all about to be free. I talk about this all the time. I have this profound love for the American Constitution and American ideals. I don't have a profound love for Washington and the government and what we've become, because we've broken away from what we're supposed to be, and that independent spirit where we go out there and build and create. Too many people wanting handouts and giveaways. And yeah, I talked about this yesterday in my podcast. We've been heading down this direction for a long time. The only entitlement that we kind of pulled back on wasn't really an entitlement. That was welfare reform in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden gets this Families Act passed. This is middle class entitlements. More than half the country will be getting some sort of government payment. That pretty much fundamentally changes the country forever. We're not going to pull back from something like that.
You are right, and I don't think he's going to get it, because there's a lot of things going on here that the Republicans are throwing a roadblock up at, and it's actually starting to become more and more obvious. And one of them is packing the court, because, again, yesterday they didn't get their way with a Supreme Court decision made about the Arizona Voting Rights Act and getting rid of the ballot harvesting in Arizona, which now, oh, by the way, means that same law that they copied from California is probably illegal and unconstitutional, as well as the one they had down in Georgia, which Stacey Abrams, imagine that.
Yeah, but these are voting. The courts have been pushing back on a lot of the things that he's put forward, in particular some of the racial stuff with racial quotas and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like in particular that remember we talked about that money going to farmers, but you had to be black to get the money. They pulled back from that. The courts pushed back from that. So I mean that's a good thing. I like to see that. But it's very, very difficult to push back when it comes to, handouts and giveaways. And once those things come in charge, the Supreme Court is very reluctant to deal with any sort of, entitlements. They've proved that in the past.
Well, let me warn this one by you. You may not know about this. Minneapolis-St. Paul has got a big-time problem with police trying to enforce the rules of law that are there, where people are just running rampant in certain parts of the city. You know that, right?
Well, I'm sorry. What city is it?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's been bad since last year.
Okay. Well, yesterday, a judge ordered the Minneapolis city of Minneapolis, to immediately hire more police to enforce the law and bring their outlawed territory back into legal control. Yesterday, a judge in Minnesota.
Well, good luck for trying to police that. These areas around the country, I debated people when it comes to this. Trump was in charge. People were suggesting that he should send in the National Guard. No, I mean, the only National Guard should be sent in is if it's basically protecting a federal building. If people want to destroy their own neighborhood, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. If the people around, they wanted to fund the police, again, it's a big country. We talk about Independence Day, and then we move on to having the Confederation of States, and then we went to having the Constitution, but we have a 10th Amendment, the Constitution, where states have rights. Mm-hmm. And, politics is supposed to be local. If Minneapolis and Portland, these areas, the people there, they want to dismantle the police, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't live there. And if I did, I'd move because I couldn't stand to live someplace like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hope that the people, they get their wits about them and get smart and understand that that's not the way to go.
Yeah, and you brought up an interesting fact about mentioning the Constitution here. Gives me an opportunity to remind people that it actually took 11 years from start to finish on the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, it didn't happen overnight. And you know, again, it's you look at it, it's pretty amazing in the way that it was built. I wish, you know, quite frankly, I wish that people would read it. I mean, you can carry around the United States Constitution in your pocket. And just to see all the, you know, the way that politicians today, you know, basically they don't even follow it. I mean, we take a look at how powerful the executive branch of government has gotten, and it's absurd. You know, we've been fighting wars, you know, all over the globe. For what? They weren't declared. We just dropped bombs on Iraq and Syria, saying that we need to do that because it's a drone this, drone that. No, you're supposed to get approval from Congress before we do this. And we don't do that anymore, and it's unfortunate.
Well, here's something for you. Nancy Pelosi's been chomping at the bit to put together her January 6th Select Commission, which she just did. And I said Monday that Liz Cheney was going to be on it, and lo and behold, Liz Cheney is in fact on it, the only Republican. I will tell you this, the Senate has already come out. We've already heard from different senators in the Senate saying that they are going to block this so it won't go through.
This is the January the 6th thing that they're looking to put together?
Right.
Yeah, I know they were going to eventually put Liz Cheney on it. Again, this is more of a, quite frankly, it's just a dog and pony show.
Right.
Like many of the things that they do in Washington, it's there for show. Nothing really serious, quite frankly.
Yeah. Now, what about this Trump CFO that's been with him for, I guess, 48 years, 75 years old, answered the plea not guilty on the charges against him for the Trump Organization and the fringe benefits that he got that he supposedly didn't pay taxes on, that I'm hearing is a very loose and hard-to-prove case.
Very much so. Why? Because our tax code is a disaster. Tax laws are written in gray, unfortunately not in black and white, and this has always been an issue. The reality is, you run a business, you know, the IRS can come in, the government come in, and they could say, hey, you know what, you didn't do this right, you didn't do this right, and then it gets thrown up in the air. Well, I don't know, who was the guy who said, Mark Twain, say that, you know, no, it wasn't Mark Twain, I don't know who said it, said that, you know, maybe it was Will Rogers, that April 15th, everybody in the country is a felon.
Because that was Will Rogers. You are right. That was Will Rogers.
Will Rogers, okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, if they want to, you're going to get audited. They're going to find something. And, you know, this is a situation where it came to perks. They call fringe benefits is what they call them. When you work at a company, oh, okay, we work here. We also give you a membership at the gym. We give a membership at the golf course, things like this, and whether or not that they should be taxed.
So what are you doing this weekend?
I actually relax a little bit, spend some time with the kids, not traveling this weekend for the first time in a long time.
Well, very good. And I'll be around on Monday. If you're around, you can give me a call. Otherwise, whatever. But have yourself a great Independence Day weekend.
You got it. You too.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. And I'll be right back with Frank Stovato. Don't go anywhere.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.